Hey, welcome back to the River City Current. And today we have a this and that conversation coming your way. We think that there's a lot more to be said about whether or not you prefer baking or cooking. And I hadn't thought about it until a casual conversation with my friends Jeannie and Kit, but it says a lot about who you are, your personality, your preferences. And no, we're not talking about professional here. We are all home cooks, but I have realized through the years of being a home cook for family and entertaining for a variety of events of all sizes, not professional, community events, friends getting together, organizations that ask you to bring something in a potluck kind of way, family occasions. And then also, we've done quite a bit of cooking for our River City Lifestyle Kitchen, which is an important part of our monthly editorial for our magazine, River City Lifestyle. I absolutely prefer baking. And digging a little bit into it, I have a little bit of a tongue twister, so I hope I say it right. But all baking is cooking, but not all cooking is baking. Mm. So putting things in boxes and narrowing it down is absolutely something I enjoy. I choose baking. I will hand the mic over to Kit. You want to go first?
Sure. Yeah, I prefer cooking, probably for maybe the opposite reasons why you prefer baking, but baking is so exacting and it's like chemistry to me. I was never a science girl. And I love with cooking, you can start with a recipe, tailor it to whatever you're feeling that day. You want it spicier. You could be a little fast and loose with the salt and pepper. And I personally feel like cooking is more creative than baking. Baking, I feel like you can get creative when maybe you're icing something or putting together something more intricate and elaborate. But I have found that with cooking, I just enjoy the process more because it can cover some of my mistakes. And I don't know, I just love the creativity of it.
I absolutely agree with both of you. I'm one of those who I love them both, but for different reasons, and I'm situational. I do love desserts in a way. They're crowd pleasers. Yep. If the meal is a Clydesdale, the dessert is the stallion. And everybody yes. gets so excited about the pumpkin cheesecake with the ginger snap cookie crust or right. the favorite dessert, chocolate pecan pie in our household with some boozy whipped cream. Yeah. Those things are such favorites. But like Kit, on a day-to-day basis, I love cooking and I like making it my own. Right. I look at a recipe and I think, I don't really want to use heavy whipping cream. What if I used this? And today, mostly I'm trying to make things a little bit more healthy. Yes. So I'll substitute Greek yogurt for mayonnaise in my chicken salad recipe right. or try to make a healthy protein bar that I've done before for the magazine yeah. using all kind of dried fruits and dried nuts. Play around with a recipe and make it my own. So yes. it's a little bit of both for me.
Oh, and I get that, though, because the people who bring the desserts always get all the glory.
It's like, so true.
Especially with Thanksgiving or big things like that or Galentine's or 4th of July. It's like the burgers and the hot dogs are the given. We got to have them. But if you show up to the barbecue with a fantastic watermelon sorbet, that's the crowd pleaser, like you said. It's so true.
Heck yeah. Plus, another thing I just thought of is you bring your dessert, you stick it on the sideboard, and you go to the bar and get your glass of wine. You're done.
Yes.
And if you're the burger gal, which I'm usually the burger gal uh-huh. or whatever, I'm out on the grill also with my glass of wine or whatever. But there's more duty. Work involved, or you're tossing your salad as everybody else is sitting at the table. So that is another benefit to it.
Yes. In a hosting situation, there is more hands-on prep involved all the way through. That's
Unless
a really good point.
Unless you brought a baked Alaska.
Oh, yeah. My mom, that was my mom's favorite.
Really?
Yes. We grew up having to eat that thing. I mean, it tasted pretty good, but it was a labor of love. And she wanted to tell you about all the steps and how much it took her in. Why aren't you having seconds? Eat more baked Alaska. It's good for you.
Can't even imagine that process.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, so Christian, what are your reasons why you prefer baking?
I've done some soul searching ever since we brought this topic to the forefront.
Yeah.
I love it.
I don't really know that I don't enjoy cooking, but I much prefer baking. And I've decided it's because I've always been a rule follower. I'm a better, give me a list and I will not sleep for a week. I'll do anything it takes to get through that list that I told you I would complete.
I agree with that.
Rule follower. And I think that has a lot to do with the baking. I also like to make things pretty. And no matter what it tastes like, your dessert can still look pretty.
That's yes. for sure.
What are some of your favorites? What does your family love that you make?
I really got into baking cakes during COVID, like everybody on the planet, probably.
Fun.
I actually had a successful caramel cake.
Wow, that one seems hard. I've never made one.
And I tried to make it at a different time of year after that one. And I need to figure out what time of year worked and what didn't. But the second one did not work. And I was told it could have to do with the season.
Interesting. The season, how?
Something to do with the baking and the
humidity.
Humidity.
Weird.
And maybe I think it was colder weather when I baked it the first time.
Yeah.
That could all be so wrong. I have no foundation.
No, it sounds like something I've heard on Great British Baking Show for sure.
Probably. Yes. Paul and Prue.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. I love that. And when I am cooking, whether it's baking or not, I sometimes pretend I'm on a baking show.
I love it.
I'm like, yes. Oh, you've only got 5 minutes left. Bakers, you only have 1 minute left. And I'm plating things for nobody.
Oh my gosh.
The dogs, whatever. No, that sounds sad. No.
It doesn't. Is there music on in the background? Do you have a glass of wine in hand?
I do. It might even have the baking show running in the background.
Why not?
And I'm kind of baking along with them. Do y'all watch cooking shows as much as baking shows? I really
no. That's the thing. Shows. Same. The only baking / cooking show I've ever watched is Great British Baking Show. I love that show. I love everyone in the tent. I love the judges. But yeah, no, I was never like a Gordon Ramsay girl. I never got on board with any of that,
Iron
to be honest.
Chef.
But Ina Garten reminds me of my childhood and just love her for that. And Martha Stewart stuff. And that's very nostalgic, I feel like. But yeah, I don't know. Something about a baking show, I think probably because it looks so much prettier is why we're all drawn to that.
The presentation.
Yeah, of course.
Is so much more a part of it. So I Paula and Prue don't think so.
Yeah.
But the taste is somewhat secondary.
Yeah. It has to take a back seat.
The only show I've ever watched was Cupcake Wars with my daughter Virginia, which turned into a birthday party for her and her friend Sophia San Pietro.
Oh my gosh.
When I didn't realize we were actually getting neighbors to come over on a Friday evening and judge those cupcakes. It was so much fun. But not on my own. I would not independently choose a cooking or baking show. Kit, you said you like to cook better. What are some of your favorites? If you're making a meal and you've got, maybe you're hosting some of your best friends, what are your go-tos?
It's so seasonal for me. I've realized I prefer cooking in cold months. So like fall, winter, I love to cook because I feel like what I'm drawn to making in the spring, summer, I'll make a huge like chunky salad with some grilled chicken, like that kind of thing. But in fall, winter, I have more fun with doing a venison roast and like in my crock pot and searing it and then making some veggies. I've had to get some skills at cooking deer and creative ways to incorporate that.
Do you have any?
Definitely mixing it with other meats is the key. So if you're doing like a chili, mixing it with a fatty or like a ground beef and combining that has been huge. So it doesn't taste like venison chili quite as much. And then with the roast, the crock pot has been the savior.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
Just because it can sit for so long. And I feel like the flavor, the gaminess can get cooked out, which I'm like, so not a professional. But in the summer, I love to make, we used to call it summer pasta. And it's just like bow tie pasta with olive oil, little salt and pepper, and then the ingredients of a caprese salad on top. So
that sounds
cherry
delicious.
Tomatoes, basil, mozzarella balls, and then adding grilled shrimp to that. It's a go-to summer.
Oh, yum. Funny you mentioned the crock pot. So I've been married 35 years nearly, and I finally decided since I'd not used the crock pot we received for our wedding that I would toss it. 2 days later, Owen says he's making a venison chili. do we have a crock pot? So I had to get a Target and buy a crock pot, which is hilarious. And we have now have that one up in the attic, and that will probably be tossed soon. Yeah. But I've used a Dutch oven and yes. did a similar thing. Yes. But like you, I've got some interesting meats that I've got to work with. We own a farm about an hour away, and we render beef and we render sheep and sometimes chickens and things like that. So yeah. I'm always looking for, okay, what do I do with the chuck roast? Or what do right. I do? What did he have the other day? Whatever random cuts of meat, briskets and things. Yes. So a whole lot of slow cooking on 250 in the oven or 200, and your house smells delicious. But I don't know. I'm learning.
A good one I recently found with a roast or a brisket, because you can add so much seasoning and flavor, is doing tacos. Mm. And so getting it really, obviously cooking it, roasting it, whatever, but then shredding it really nicely and then preparing it again in like a taco sauce or like a bunch of Mexican seasoning.
Yeah.
Delicious. And because then you can put, you know, your cheese, your avocado, like all of that on top.
Yeah.
And again, I feel like it's just a journey of masking. Just messy.
Oh, exactly. And I have a thought too. If you have leftover brisket, maybe not with the taco sauce, but just with a normal kind yeah. of Dale's seasoning or something like yeah. that, then the next day I make it into a shepherd's pie, which is not healthy, but delicious in a pie yes. crust, because it needs pie crust and mashed potatoes and comfort food.
No, exactly. Yes. Just nourishing good meals.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like y'all like spicy food, which according to Psychology Today means that
we're crazy.
Y'all are sensation seeking, adventures.
Oh, yes. Looking for that high.
Go, kid, go. I will say absolutely not. I like flavor, but I don't love a lot of spice. Like I'll half something if it's yeah. got a lot of something. And yeah. my husband and children don't like it really either. So it's good. That people will good. Come over and go, oh, where's your hot sauce? I'm like, oh, we don't have any. We
oh
don't
my
do
gosh.
Hot sauce.
No, that was a big thing when I got married. I did not grow up in a hot sauce house.
Same.
And Tom was like, you got to put Cholula, Tabasco, whatever on
on
the list.
On your eggs.
And I mean, like, hello?
Were you eating scrambled eggs without that? I'm like, I thought so.
And I think it's interesting when you do have people who have differing levels of spice tolerance. Tom prefers things so much spicier than
interesting.
Me. And so it's like, I will keep it a little bit less spicy and then he'll go in and add extra.
Yeah.
And I feel like when I am hosting people, I have to tell them like, hey, I didn't put, like, here is some extra hot sauce if you want to add it.
Yeah.
That was definitely something I learned when I got married. Some families are more into hot sauce.
Yes. Than it's others. So interesting.
But my children, everybody, hot sauce on the eggs, hot sauce on everything, just in case. So it's not necessarily true that, Jeannie, that you say you like lots of flavor. I would say liking baking, maybe I even go for a blander flavor palette. However, if you like caffeine, apparently you're even more of a sensation-seeking person. Therefore, I guess I need to go climb Mount Everest.
Oh, that's hilarious. So you're a big caffeine?
Oh, I yeah. I'm.
What are your regular? What's your caffeine of choice?
Regular coffee, definitely half the day. And
like, how many cups do you drink a day?
Definitely four.
I've actually heard recently. You never know about all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I do think I read recently that about that much coffee is good for you. I can't remember if it's your heart, your bones, your brain, your yeah. whatever, but
probably everything. That's what I tell myself because I'm in your boat, Christian. I'm like, I drink coffee. I can't really drink it past 2 p.m. But yeah.
So
but
you like spice and caffeine.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I like my caffeine. I'll have some coffee in the morning. And then I think I probably told you all this, 2 or 3 in the afternoon, crossword puzzle every day and a little latte or cappuccino.
So good.
That I make. Yeah.
So, yeah. And within this conversation of cooking versus baking, where do drinks come in?
Good question.
Because I feel like a lot of the joy with cooking we mentioned is having that glass of wine, mm-hmm. pairing it well, having that bubbly cocktail that accompanies mm-hmm. that chicken. So whereas with baking, I think you have some of that.
Champagne.
Yeah.
With it, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe it feels a little more limited. Does it? What do you think?
I do. But saying that makes me have another insight.
Okay.
That's unofficial. Oh. I might like baking because I like celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
I like to celebrate occasions. I like entertaining. And I know cooking goes as much, if not more, into entertaining because, again, like you said, you have to have the main part of the meal. but it seems like that's the toast. That's the champagne toast of your...
I'm curious because I know you do host a lot, even if it's just for your family, but I think you do beyond that and you have a large extended family. If you don't love to cook, what do you do about the cooking? Does your husband Davis step in? Do your kids help? Do you outsource? What are your ways of getting the meals done?
All of the above, depending on the occasion. Davis actually likes to cook the main dish. He likes to grill and he's the duck hunter. And so he likes to deal with that. I'm definitely side dishes and appetizers. Mm-hmm. And I can get into a salad once in a while. I really, not just let's throw together a quick toss salad, but really think about different combinations that'll be good and making dressings and stuff.
Yeah.
My daughter loves to cook.
Yeah.
And as soon as she got old enough to do, that's really fun.
Mm-hmm. What are Catherine's favorite things to cook?
She's very health conscious and really any part of the meal that she's, but definitely thinks in a wholesome, healthy, which I think is somewhat generational, Kit being just a little ahead of my daughter age-wise. And I think your generation in general thinks that way more.
Yeah.
I'm excited about all the things I hear on the news about going that way.
Yeah.
As our nationally, a direction is going to be good. I don't want to get political, I think that's going to be exciting. It's been the elephant in the room for the American diet for so long. But now I need to learn how to bake in a more healthy way, which I've actually been exploring.
Yeah.
I'm currently working on how to make a gluten-free crust. I'm not gluten intolerant or anything. It just seems like a good thing to know.
Why not try it? And everyone's getting so into making their own sourdough bread. Mm-hmm. And that's been such a big thing recently. And the natural fermentation, if you are going to have bread, that's the best you can do. At least it'll hurt your stomach, all that. And I think too, from what you were saying about my generation, just thinking about what goes into our food, whatever, that is the main reason I got into cooking, I feel like. Was being like, why am I going and getting X dish from takeout or whatever? Like, why don't I try to at least make it myself so I know what's going into it?
Yeah.
That was definitely the main reason. I was like, why don't I just try to make it myself? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess that is different from when y'all were maybe my age.
Yeah. And I'm curious, I'm sure you've had some meals that your mom prepared that were her mother's or whatever. I know you're saying, I want to be healthy and I want to do my own version of things, but are there some things that you splurge on and just love that are the old fashioned recipes that are just make you feel good? What are those?
Of course. My mom's Italian dishes are always requested when we go home. My dad's father and his family worked at this Italian restaurant in New York for years and years. And so the sauce recipe and all of that is a huge thing in the fam and like learning to make the sauce and all of that. So lasagna, I won't skimp on lasagna ever. It's got to be correct. And chicken parmesan, eggplant parmesan, my mom makes the best. And yeah, give me all the breading, all the everything. Yes, every time.
Yeah. How about you, Christian?
Speaking of bread, I had this conversation recently with someone and hopefully we'll go this direction in the U.S. But we went to Italy last summer and I ate a lot of bread. I ate a lot of pasta. We even went to a cooking class and made our own pasta. If I'd eaten that much bread on just my routine places I go and the routine breads that we have in our kitchen, I think I would have gained 10 pounds. But over there, I did not. We were walking a lot, of course. But I do think that is a thing, the European process of preparing breads and pastas and
Do you know what the difference is? I think I've heard that too. And similar, I've heard something about maybe lower sulfates in the wines that you can drink a bottle of wine and feel great the next day versus here. Is there something, do you know the specifics about the cooking or?
Just experiential.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. But it has to be the ingredients, obviously, that go into it and the pure ingredients, less processed ingredients.
Fresh.
I think that's what you were going to.
Right.
When you were saying about the takeout or
the
pre-planned prepared meals.
Yes.
The processing. If something can live in your pantry for a month or in your refrigerator for a couple years, like why?
No, it's like, why would you buy a salad dressing that is sitting on a grocery store aisle when you can just make it like so easily? Mm-hmm. Yeah, buying anything off the shelf, it's, wait, why is that here? How long have you been here? And when is your expiration date? Why is it 3 years from now? Doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
Yeah. Slow food, farm to table food, all of that. I think that we've been moving this direction. Hopefully we'll keep on going and your generation will take us there, even with our baked items, the desserts.
One thing that's tricky about it, though, we do have a garden at the farm and we have a garden at our house, and it's more Owen who's the green thumb. But the little green peppers that come out and the little sweet potatoes and the little tomatoes are so sweet and organic, but they're not big and lush and chunky and beautiful like the ones at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. Teeny little carrots that he's lovingly tended after for months. It's just really fascinating to see. Or apples or pears. We have fruit trees. They're just not as pretty and they don't all come out perfectly ripe together. And it's a challenge.
Yes. Going that direction doesn't solve all the problems. It's, wait, I have a family of six. Mm-hmm. I can't do this with my own garden.
Yes, like, and some of it doesn't taste as good. Maybe because it doesn't have some things added in. I don't know.
Yeah, some of those precious preservatives. Mm-hmm.
And accessibility and being able to afford to have all these healthy ingredients in our lives is a big part of it. I did a while back, did a lot of research on, and I've entitled the final project Just Food. And basically, it's the reason that we have so much, y'all might know this already, obesity is such an issue in the United States because people, the foods that they're eating are the foods that are inexpensive. Mm-hmm. And that would be the processed things that live on the grocery shelf for a long time. High sugar, high fructose, corn syrup, high in preservatives.
High fat.
All the bad things that are bulk. Mm-hmm. And expensive. And that's a huge part of in areas where they don't food deserts or mm-hmm. food in, where they have mm-hmm. food insecurity. Oh, yeah. They're not able to get to the grocery store. And if they get to the grocery store, they're not able to purchase the ingredients that we're talking about that make our meals healthier.
So, absolutely. Right. I'm curious for your baking, because I've gone down that path before. Oh, could I make something with almond seed and coconut oil, all kind of different ingredients versus the basic sugar and flour. And you could end up spending $30 or $40 on something instead of $2 or $3 or $4.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Have you found that too with your substitutes for the baking in particular?
Yeah, because a lot of people are living off of what they can buy at a convenience store or a gas station. That's something I learned. It was Just Food in the North Mississippi region was the research I had done. Mm-hmm. And
that sounds fascinating.
45 minutes away from a grocery store, and then you're dealing with transportation issues.
That's they don't have time to grow a garden, probably.
And the timing to grow a garden, that's what made me think
the water
of it.
To keep
and
it
just,
healthy.
Yeah, you're working 24/7 and you don't necessarily have time to grow a garden. So I think the healthy aspect of it is a big reason why we make different choices. And one reason why I probably don't bake and eat as many baked items as I would like to, because it's probably not healthy. But there are desserts that are healthier, though. And bread. I love bread. I could just live on bread and cheese. That really upsets me when I think about all the low-carb diets that I've done through my life. Why did I do that to myself? I've achieved a stage in life where I've decided I'm just not doing that anymore. I'm going to eat my carbs. But the healthy food, we're good to go that direction, because that says, according to my Psychology Today article I found, we are open, extroverted, conscientious, and happier because we like healthy food.
Nice. Okay.
Interesting.
Yes. Yeah. It's a fun little article. If anybody, I'll put a link to it maybe in our description.
Yeah, why not?
Would like to read a little bit more. 9 things that your food might say about your personality. Yeah. So we don't have to take all those personality tests. We can just look at our menus.
Yeah. Just see what you're eating.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
But I do know that I'm a rule follower, and that is probably why I like baking. And I like for things to be pretty. Another reason why I probably like my pretty breads and cakes and cookies.
So satisfying.
And very satisfying.
I even have invested in the decorating tools. Don't use them as much as I envision when I buy them. But I've tried, and it's on the list of
fun
things to do.
Mm-hmm.
So what are y'all cooking for dinner tonight?
Dinner tonight. Let's see. I've gotten in the habit of making a dinner on Sunday night that we eat throughout the week. So this week I am a little under the weather. So I did a soup with a lot of protein, it's a beef bone broth base with some ground turkey, some brown rice, and then a whole bunch of roasted vegetables tossed in there.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah. And just give me the protein, give me the nutrients, and I need it hot.
Mm. I am doing a hack on one of my favorite restaurant salads. It's a classic Caesar, and then you add roasted chicken. I just take the breasts from the rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
And then you're supposed to do pesto pasta, and I use some sort of vegetable pasta to try to be a little healthier, bonza, chickpea, or lentil, or whatever. And then I make homemade pesto from either kale or basil in the garden, or a combination of both, and toss that all. And you do a little creamy Caesar and a little balsamic vinaigrette, give it a bunch of flavor. And that is pretty hearty, satisfying. And oddly, it keeps pretty well, even though the lettuce does limp. Yeah. It still tastes good for a couple days after, so I can make a big batch of it and have it. I love to eat leftovers for lunch.
Oh, the best.
1975, baby blue, midnight driving, me and you ain't got much to say now, baby, so we're looking for something to do. You know that vintage came back in that summer, so we dusted our love off. Fit just like your favorite sweater, make you never wanna hang it up. Ooh, this love's driving me insane. Ooh, but there's no one else to blame. And I love these games we play, touching in turn away. We got some time to waste. My God, I love the chase. I love these games we play. We're so damn huge. Downtown with the lights down low. All that I can think about is how I ever let you go. Telling the same old stories now, and I know you're only leading me on. You keep on playing the classics, honey. You know that I'll be singing along. Ooh, this love's driving me insane. Ooh, and nothing's gonna change, cause now we're